Sin as much as you want. Part 2 of 2 by Steve Martin. If you ain't free to sin, then you ain't free. That's a bold statement and one that might make some folks uncomfortable, but it's the truth. If grace doesn't set you free to sin, then it hasn't really set you free at all. However, there's another side to this coin. Freedom doesn't mean you want to sin, at least not forever. That's the beautiful paradox of grace. Let's focus on the word want. My mom used to have a saying whenever I grumbled about chores. Do I have to do the dishes? I'd ask. Her response was classic. You don't have to if you want to. At the time, it drove me nuts. But as I grew older, I realized that she was onto something. The real issue wasn't about whether I had to do the dishes. It was about what I wanted to do. If I didn't want to help out, that revealed something about me, not about the dishes. This applies to sin, too. The question isn't whether you're free to sin. You are. Grace has made sure of that. The question is, why would you want to? What changes our wants? Grace, of course. Rules don't change hearts. Fear doesn't either. But grace does. When you know that you're already justified, loved and accepted, you're no longer driven by guilt, shame, or fear of hell. You're free to live, not because you're afraid of messing up, but because you want to live in the freedom that grace has given you. Paul wrote in Titus 2:11-12, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives." Did you catch that? It's grace, not guilt, that trains us to turn away from sin and toward God. Grace doesn't just set us free from the law's condemnation. It sets us free to become someone new. It's not a rule book or a guilt trip. Grace is God's unearned, unrelenting favor that changes us from the inside out. And one of the ways grace works is by reshaping what we want. Think about it. When you truly understand grace, that God has justified you, accepted you, and loves you with no strings attached, it begins to change your heart. It's not about behavior modification. It's about transformation. You stop asking, how much can I get away with? And start asking, why would I want to do that in the first place? Then when grace does its work, you'll find that the answer to that question becomes clearer and clearer. The more you experience God's love, the less you'll want to settle for the empty promises of sin. Grace changes your heart, and as it does, it changes your wants. The freedom to want something better. Freedom isn't about doing whatever you want. It's about being free to want something better. Grace doesn't make you less free to sin. It makes you more free to choose life, joy, and peace instead. Because true freedom isn't just about escaping consequences. It's about discovering the fullness of life for which God created you. It's about living with a heart that's free to love, free to grow, and free to flourish in the unshakable security of God's grace.